middle of late afternoon when he started bizarre.
Him and Ruby.
Yeah, I've seen Ruby every now and then, but it's been years since
she
I've
died.
Seen her.
I was picking her up. I gave her, she worked at Salvation Army in Marianna. She died about 3 years ago.
Really?
Her name was not Ruby. It was Louise. And they call her Ruby the Louise.
Doctor. She had a...
The funniest story about her...
And she was an epileptic.
They got drunk. They were drunk as shit, and they were in a garage about three doors from us. And they got in a fight, and there was pillows in that shit. And they were all dirty and got shit all over. They came out there, and they had feathers stuck all over them. And they were the perfect two winos. Old Diesel Dyke and old Lottie.
It's a true story about Jacob. Jacob come up to me and asked me for some money one day. And I said, Jacob, I ain't gonna give you no money, but I'll take and give you something to eat. Because he told me he wanted it for food. I said, it's not that I don't believe you. I said, but you look like you need something to eat. So I took him somewhere, and we ate lunch. A couple months later, he come and found me. He says, I've come in with some money, and I'm gonna take you to dinner. And he found me, and we both went out to eat, and Jacob paid the bill.
He died more or less than our
He used to sleep on an old couch on our front porch, and then we had to throw it away because it got so rank. He stayed out that whole summer.
In the whole summer of 70.
On that couch.
You ever tell you his story?
Yeah, about being a liar and losing his wife and kid.
Yeah.
Is that it?
But he tells me why he lost his wife and kid.
I thought his daughter was killed in a horrible car wreck.
He said that happened too, but he had an unhealthy attachment to his mother, shall we say. And when she died, he kind of lost it. He said, that's when I started drinking. When my mother died, the whole world came in. I started drinking. He said, then I had trouble with his wife, and then the daughter died. That was it.
He was a lawyer.
But he was from some prominent family, too, because every now and then people show up.
Well, he was smart.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
If it hadn't have been for him, a lot of us probably would be in prison now.
Yeah.
Because he would tell us what we could get away with and what we couldn't and stuff like that.
Yeah, we were pretty bad. I mean, there was about 12 of us, and we were all dealers. Really, my old ticket was selling to soldiers. Or see him coming. I think you quit that early, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to work. I got too paranoid. That pop festival in Dallas was my last big gig.